O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Our first reading from the prophet Micah was written to give people hope as they approached the darkness of exile. Micah was a contemporary of the prophet Isaiah. The book of Micah is focused on Jerusalem, Zion, and the leadership of Judah. Micah knows the tradition that Zion, that is Jerusalem, is the Lord's chosen place. He is from the countryside and is critical of the popular view that the Lord's choice ensures their security. Through his prophecy, the Lord announces the impending punishment of God's people by means of military defeat and exile because of their failure to establish justice. After that punishment, God will bring the people back to their land and establish perpetual peace. The will of God for human beings is that they do justice, love goodness, and walk humbly with God. Centuries later, when the Magi were searching for the new ruler of Israel, King Herod had his advisors examine the scriptures to learn where this ruler would be born. Today's reading from Micah provides that information. You, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too small to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel. The book of Micah shares with Isaiah the expectation that God will deliver Israel through a king in the line of David. Bethlehem is the home of that Davidic line. Bethlehem, as the scripture said, was so small it didn't even count as one of the clans of Judah. It was known as an agricultural center, raising sheep being a major occupation. The book promises that the exiles will be returned to Israel to be led by a king descended from David. This king will be peace. Harmony and wholeness will be hallmarks of his reign. He will fulfill the hopes of the exiles. When the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, the people of Israel were still waiting in hope for the appearance of this Messiah. Mary receives the angel's message with this hope, declaring, "I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." She will do everything that God asks of her. And this is where our gospel today picks up the story as Mary travels to see her relative Elizabeth. The child in Elizabeth's womb, John, is the first to recognize the hope of Israel and all nations, incarnate through the cooperation of Mary. This fills Elizabeth with the Holy Spirit to proclaim, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And how does this happen to me? That the mother of my Lord should come to me. Through the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth recognizes the presence of God and his desire to inspire hope of salvation for the whole world. In this spirit of hope, and following the tradition of the church, Pope Francis has declared the Jubilee year of 2025. In his letter announcing this decision, he wrote, "Everyone knows what it is to hope. In the heart of each person, hope dwells as the desire and expectation of good things to come, despite our not knowing what the future may bring. Even so, uncertainty about the future may at times give rise to conflicting feelings, ranging from confident trust to apprehensiveness, from serenity to anxiety, from firm conviction to hesitation and doubt. Often we come across people who are discouraged, pessimistic, and cynical about the future, as if nothing could possibly bring them happiness. For all of us, may the Jubilee be an opportunity to be renewed in hope. God's word helps us to find reasons for that hope. What makes this hope different from what the world experiences? Christian hope does not deceive or disappoint because it is grounded in the certainty that nothing and no one may ever separate us from God's love. Here we see the reason why this hope perseveres in the midst of trials. Founded on faith and nurtured by charity, Christian hope enables us to press forward in life. Mary's hope in the promise of salvation enables her to press forward with confidence. She is a model for all of us. Mary traveled to the hill country in haste. The word translated here as haste could also be zeal, eagerness, or effort. All of these words show that there was a definite purpose to Mary's visit with her relative Elizabeth. Pope Francis wrote about Mary, "In the Blessed Virgin, we see that hope is not naive optimism, but a gift of grace amid the realities of life. Like every mother, whenever Mary looked at her son, she thought of his future. At the foot of the cross, she witnessed the passion and death of Jesus, her innocent son. Overwhelmed with grief, she nonetheless renewed her yes to God, never abandoning her hope and trust in God. In this way, Mary cooperated for our sake in the fulfillment of all that her son had accomplished. In the travail of that sorrow, offered in love, Mary became our mother, the mother of hope. Mary showed us also that our life is a journey of hope. She traveled from Nazareth to see Elizabeth, then returned to Nazareth, then traveled to Bethlehem, where Jesus was born. Now, there are only about 10 miles between Ein Kerem, which is where Elizabeth lived, and Bethlehem, and then there's 90 miles from Bethlehem to Nazareth. It is likely Mary covered all these distances on foot. This makes her a pilgrim, and the Pope addresses our need to be pilgrims as well. Pilgrimage is, of course, a fundamental element of every Jubilee event. Setting out on a journey is traditionally associated with our human quest for meaning in life. A pilgrimage on foot is a great aid for rediscovering the value of silence, effort, and simplicity of life. Journeying from place to place, contemplating the beauty of creation, masterpieces of art, we learn to treasure the richness of different experiences and cultures and are inspired to lift up that beauty in prayer to God in thanksgiving for His wondrous works. Our Jubilee year will begin formally with the opening of the Holy Door of the Basilica of St. Peter in the Vatican on December 24th. That's this Tuesday. Next Sunday, every cathedral in the world will open its designated Holy Door to begin the Jubilee year in each diocese. You can watch our bulletin in this coming year for opportunities and suggestions on Jubilee activities. The Virgin Mother longed for the Lord with love beyond all telling. John the Baptist sang of his coming and proclaimed his presence from his mother's womb. We already rejoice at the mystery of his nativity, so that he may find us watchful in prayer in these last days of Advent. We begin our Jubilee pilgrimage to bear credible and attractive witness to the faith and love that dwell in our hearts. May our faith be joyful and our charity toward each other be enthusiastic. On this pilgrimage, may we be able to offer a smile, a small gesture of friendship, a kind look, a ready ear, a good deed, in the knowledge that in the Spirit of Jesus, these can become, for those who receive them, rich seeds of hope.